Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy Friday, friends. I am Chelsea Briggs, and who is ready to talk new music?
Me. That would be me. Over here. I'm ready. I'm Fernando Ventura.
Your hands are raised. Wow.
I know. I'm pumped. Welcome to Billboard's first stream live for April 10th, 2020.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this week we are going to hear from Bad Bunny and Selena Gomez. Charlie XCX is doing something very, very cool. She's always up to something, and I'm excited to talk all about it. And we're going to get into 21 Pilots who are finding some sweetness in quarantine life with a new song and a new video bonus.
Alesso and Liam Payne also found a way to make a clip for their new track while social distancing. I want to see how they rose to this challenge. Mm-hmm. They're going to tell us all about that. Plus, Maddie and Tay share some details about their sophomore record.
I also love that I got to talk to the great Laura Marling all about her new album. And, oh my gosh, I had a fun chat with my pals, the Aces. It was like girl talk, Fernando. You're going to love it. They have new music out this week. I'm so pumped about it. I love it. You'll hear all of it and more in just a few minutes.
I can't wait for it. But we are starting off this week with The Strokes. New York rockers, they are back with their first new album in 7 years.
Banging on the door, I don't wanna know.
That's At the Door, the first song The Strokes revealed from their sixth LP, The New Abnormal. And they actually premiered that song at a Bernie Sanders rally. How great is that?
That's awesome. Now, that album title was already in place before the coronavirus pandemic, but this is another situation where titles and lyrics take on a new meaning during the world's unprecedented situation right now.
That's so real. I feel like all of a sudden songs that are about, like, you know, long-distance loves are about, I'm like thinking about my family, people I miss that are long distance. It's crazy.
A lot of stuff is sounding that way right now. And the band also dropped the track Bad Decisions in February. And they shared this cut earlier this week, just before the record arrived. Here's Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus.
I want new friends, but that I want me.
All right, we're moving on now to 21 Pilots. Frontman Tyler Joseph told fans last Sunday that he was working on new music during the lockdown period. He posted this, always writing, but this one feels like it should just come out now. Later that night, he gave 21P drummer Josh Dunn a Twitter heads up. I'm sending you some files.
I love that.
I like the way these guys communicate. And just like that, a few days later, we now have the completed track, Level of Concern.
Nice.
And check this out, Chelsea. There's a portion of the proceeds that will go to Crew Nation, a global relief fund for touring and venue personnel affected by the pandemic. And, you know, as we know, there are so many right now.
That's awesome. So good for them for doing that. The song heavily references the new reality we're obviously living right now. But fortunately, it's also a total bop. The guys also shared a really great music video featuring home shot footage of Tyler and Josh making the most of quarantining with their loved ones, laying down tracks in separate studios, and heading out to their mailboxes to send flash drives back and forth. And then there's a twist at the end, which I love. Well, actually, I would ruin it, but I'm not going to ruin it for you.
Thank you. It's awesome, though.
Just trust me. Meanwhile, okay, let's check out the track itself. It's the first one Tyler has written on electric guitar, and he describes it as simple but hopeful. I like that. Here's Level of Concern.
Se le pegue, la disco se prende cuando ella llegue.
We are listening to Bad Bunny's Yo Perreo Sola, which translates to I Twerk Alone. You better believe
it. I mean, why not? We gotta twerk alone these days.
That's right.
The track, of course, is from Bad Bunny's sophomore set, YHLQMDLG, which kicked off at number 2 on the Billboard 200 albums chart in early March, and that gives him the highest charting all Spanish language album ever. Wow.
Bad Bunny has been making the best of his self-quarantine in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. Here's what I love. Check this out. He's been tanning in his backyard, playing the ukulele, and on Saturday, he surprised fans on social media with a new track called En Casita, aka At Home, featuring his girlfriend, Gabriela.
Bad Bunny shares all of his quarantine feelings in an improvised trap song while his girlfriend joins in on the hook where they sing, when the quarantine passes, you owe me sex. Fair enough. Yep. Enough said. Take a listen. Back in February, just before his new album dropped, Bad Bunny sat down with Billboard's Neha Joy to talk about how it differs from his debut. Here's what he had to say.
This album is, I think it's happier than the first one. The first one, Por Siempre, I love Por Siempre. It's my first album. But Por Siempre is more nostalgic, sad tracks. This new album is happier. It's for having fun, dancing, you know, forget problems.
This is the next chapter.
Yeah, it's like a next chapter, but different.
Yeah.
In other world. I want a boyfriend.
I just keep hitting dead ends. That is Boyfriend from the deluxe edition of Selena Gomez's album Rare, which just dropped on Thursday. Now, as Selena pointed out in a letter to her fans, she wrote the track long before the current crisis and wanted to be clear that a boyfriend is nowhere near the top of her list of priorities right now. In fact, Selena is personally donating to the Plus One COVID-19 Relief Fund. And get this, this is great, $1 from every order of the album on her official store is going to the fund as well. The singer earned her third number one album on the Billboard 200 with Rare when it dropped in January.
The new deluxe edition features 3 previously unreleased tracks in total, including Boyfriend, She, which we're listening to right now, and this song, Souvenir. Giving me chills. Selena also continues to support others and battle stigmas by being candid about mental health. Here she is on Miley Cyrus's Bright Minded Instagram series last week, where she discussed her bipolar diagnosis for the first time.
Recently, I went to one of the best mental hospitals in the world, but definitely in America, McLean's Hospital. And after years of going through a lot of different things, I realized that I was bipolar. I wanted to know everything about it, and it took the fear away.
Being open and vulnerable is definitely a strength for Selena. She touched on that in a chat with Billboard's Jason Lipschitz in January as they discussed the Rare track, Vulnerable.
It is saying after completely being depleted from life or whatever, I turned bitter for a while. I was extremely bitter. I was very dry. I was disconnected to my feelings for so long. But I go to therapy. I talk about everything that I'm walking through. And I felt like, why do I do this? Why do I give myself away to people, even if it's just friends or random people? Why do I do that? And I realized it is because one of my strengths that I thought was a weakness was being vulnerable. I would tell you all my secrets, wrap your arms around my weakness. If the only other option is letting go,
I'll stay vulnerable.
We are listening to Ritmo, Bad Boys for Life, the Black Eyed Peas' biggest hit in a decade, which was released last year featuring, of course, J Balvin. And today the hitmakers might have an even bigger hit on their hands with Mamacita. Like their previous release, it features a Latin music superstar, in this case, Ozuna, and samples an iconic hit, Madonna's La Isla Bonita. Let's listen to Mamacita.
We're moving on. The coronavirus has changed a lot of plans in the industry, but it didn't stop Grammy-nominated DJ producer Alesso and Liam Payne from filming a new music video. The guys joined forces for a new dance song called Midnight, but couldn't film a typical video because, you know, social distancing. So Alesso filmed his part in an LA studio, and Liam had a friend film him singing on his balcony in London. It is a great clip. It doesn't even feel like it was made with limitations. Watch it as soon as you finish listening to us. But let's check out the track right now. Here's Midnight. I just wanna lay. Billboard's Katie Bain caught up with Alesso and Liam Payne yesterday to talk about the track, the video, and the fan remixes they've been listening to.
We had, you know, this whole plan to launch this song, but now we're like in isolation. So we've been trying to figure out also how to do a music video and connect with fans. And yeah, you can go on from there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're doing this amazing thing at the moment. We're doing an official fan remix, which is a new form of crowdsourcing that we've gone through for people to be at home and get creative and do, you know, useful things with their time and to kind of escape in that way as well. You know, the response has been great. I'm not sure how we're going to pick a winner for it, but it's been awesome.
You know, you guys have talked quite a bit about making the music video in quarantine and just sort of how you enjoyed the simplicity of it. Like, how does a process like that compare to a process where it's a big production? And why did it feel maybe better to do it this way?
Because there was only this many people involved each, which is quite fun. We both had our camera guys that were close by with us, and we just got on and shot it because we just had to get something done to get the song out. It came out really great in the end. It's a wonder that we ever have so many meetings about music videos in the first place. Because music videos can be like the longest day of your life.
Leon Bridges and John Mayer have teamed up for a new one-off single, the laid-back soul track Inside Friend. Now, despite its quarantine-like song title, Inside Friend was actually recorded in 2019 during an impromptu jam session between the two. Leon said of the track that the concept came after they were joking about what an ideal date for an introvert or homebody like Leon would be. He said, and I quote, "I tour most of the year, so I'd rather invite a gal over to lounge comfortably in the crib as opposed to go out somewhere crowded." Here's John Mayer and Liam Bridges with Inside Friend.
I wanna see you slide across the kitchen floor. Can't give you more, but you can be my inside friend.
This album is not just an album for me. For the rest of my life, this project will be a little reminder of a moment in time where we got our asses kicked over and over again and still managed to prevail.
That's country duo Maddie and Tay introducing their highly anticipated sophomore album, The Way It Feels. The 15-track set arrived this week. It features songs from their past two EPs released last year. Billboard's Annie Reuter caught up with Maddie and Tay back in October, and they discussed Lay Here With Me, their standout duet with Dierks Bentley.
I just want you to kiss me up those stairs, lay here with me.
We're so proud of that. Dierks means a lot to us in many ways. We've always been fans of him, but the fact that he took a chance on us and brought us out on his tour and just loved us like we were friends forever was so awesome. But this song is really special. We knew we wanted his vocal on it. He sounds amazing on it. The fact that he lended himself during making his own record, took the time to put his vocal on the song.
The ladies also spoke about the two songs that define where they are as artists, including one that was particularly close to Maddie as she prepared to marry her now husband.
For me, it's a mixture between Try-On Rings and Bathroom Floor.
I feel like
a really confident, strong version of myself right now, and I'm trying to like really soak it in because it's not always this way. But just how much growth I've done in the past year, just being on tour and planning a wedding and all this, and then of course Try-On Rings, it's like my wedding is right around the corner, and so I'm just really soaking in all of that leading up to marrying my best friend.
From some silly 17.
Next up, Charlie XCX has some huge news, and let's hear it now from the woman herself.
I've decided that I'm going to use this isolation time to make a brand new album from scratch. And the nature of this album is going to be very indicative of the times, just because I'm only going to be able to use the tools that I have at my fingertips to create all music, all artwork, videos, everything. And I'll be posting demos, I'll be posting acapellas, I'll be posting text conversations with me and any collaborators.
There you have it. Okay, yay! I love it. Yes, right? I love this. She announced all this earlier in the week on Zoom and Instagram. So the working title is How I'm Feeling Now. And now we already have the project's debut track. She's quick.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's so much more to come. But for now, let's listen to the new song. Here's our quarantine queen, Charlie XCX, with Forever.
I will always love you. I love you forever. Even when we're not together, I will always love you. I love you forever. Said I love you forever. Just meant to tell you that I don't want to let you die.
Next up, let's talk Laura Marling. So we've obviously seen several artists delay new albums since the pandemic began, but the singer-songwriter has chosen to move up the release date of her seventh LP. It was originally scheduled for later this summer, but Laura moved it to this week.
Nice
she made
move.
The announcement. I know, right? She made the announcement during one of the Instagram live guitar sessions she's been doing recently for fans, and then shared Held Down, the track we just heard, ahead of the LP. So the new album, it's out now. It's called Song for Our Daughter. And I'll tell you what, Fernando, I've had it on repeat, and it's rainy in LA right now, and it's been kind of like the perfect introspective calming soundtrack. Now, Fernando, I actually got to talk to Laura this week all about her album, and you know, she's in the UK right now quarantining, but we had a nice chat. She talked about, you know, why it was important for her to release this album so soon. Here she is.
Well, I can understand why some artists are pushing it back. I think they have probably more financial things at play in a major way, which I never do.
So yeah.
It's finished and it's done, and it just felt like there was no good reason. There's no guarantee of what's going to happen in the future. Just felt like if there's anything I can offer. And it's also, that makes it sound like it's a selfless thing. It's also really nice for me to just get it done and over with.
You talked about feeling this responsibility to kind of arm this next generation of women with this album.
So that's sort of a product of the age that I am now and the age that I was when I started my career. Because now that I'm 30, I see people who were my age when I started. I started when I was 16, 17, and I'm astonished. So it takes my breath away how young they are in a really brilliant way. They have all of that kids on skis kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
No fear of the consequences, which is fabulous, and that's the way it should be. But it also reminds me that I was very young and I had lots of things coming that I didn't anticipate and lots of things I wish I had known, particularly about what is yours, what belongs to you in terms of sort of bodily, economically, whatever. They're things that can't be tangibly made law. So they become kind of folklorish, they become hand-me-down knowledge.
Tell us about the title track, Song for Our Daughter. It feels like in it you're giving very specific advice to someone. And I when listening to it, I'm like, was it you giving advice to yourself? Or what? I just kind of wanted to get in your head about that song.
Yeah, I guess that's the kind of pinnacle use of a figurative daughter. And it's based on the album title, and that song title is based on a Maya Angelou book called Letter to My Daughter, in which she kind of pulled together a bunch of things that happened to her in her life that contributed to how she conducts herself and why she conducts herself that way. In some ways, I imagine she was talking to a younger version of herself, soothing a younger version of herself and forgiving herself for not having known those things earlier. And so in some ways, that's what I'm doing as well.
Innocence gone, but it's not forgot. You catch your way through it somehow.
Got two birds like stunning man.
Moving on to Tory Lanez, who apparently was recently released from Instagram Live Purgatory. More on that in just a minute. But Tory is celebrating another milestone this week as he just dropped his last project with Interscope Records, mixtape The New Toronto 3. Tory posted his thoughts about the big moment. He said, I'm off the label, literally a free man, free to do and drop the music that I want. Hashtag The New Toronto 3 will be the first taste of what's to come. And now, as we get excited for more music, let's enjoy some of the mixtape itself. Tory has been sharing a steady stream of tracks leading up to the big release, including Do The Most, which we just heard, Broke In A Minute, and his latest single, Who Needs Love.
when I come around flexing. I don't need no loving from any one of my exes. I don't need no stressing, phone call, texting. Don't kiss me, kiss my necklace. Who needs love?
Now, Tory has become a massive draw on Instagram Live with his stand-up show, Quarantine Radio, which has reeled in guests like Justin Bieber, Young Thug, and Chris Brown. The show was temporarily suspended because, according to the Instagram CEO, and I quote, on a couple of those lives, there was nudity, so we had to stop the live. For his part, Tory denied ever having nudity on the Quarantine Radio. His followers have even retaliated with the hashtag Free Tory. And guess what? On Thursday, oh yeah, he was back for, well, who knows how long. In fact, he probably could be banned right now. We just don't know. But here's Tory himself giving his take on how he was reinstated.
As y'all know, the CEO of Instagram said, listen, there's nothing that can be done. Policy is policy. We banning the page for 7 days. Nothing can be done.
I sent the music to Instagram. I said, listen, this is my
new project. Just take a listen to this. Just listen to this. They listened to the project.
Perfect.
In 24 hours or less.
Perfect.
They came back to me.
Perfect.
And they said, listen, the music is so good.
Perfect.
It would be a crime for us to not lift the ban and give you your life
lift
back.
Quarantine Radio.
And finally.
Yes, I love it. We are listening to Daydream, the first single from the Aces' upcoming sophomore album. It'll be the follow-up to their 2018 debut, When My Heart Felt Volcanic. Daydream arrived in March, and the band quickly followed up with a second track from their new era. I love this song. It's called Lost Angeles, and living in Los Angeles, I've definitely felt lost in it, for sure. I actually spoke with the Aces themselves this week, and I said this before, but it was definitely a highlight of my week, for sure. The girls' names are Crystal, Alisa, McKenna, and Katie, and they're just so fun. We talked about everything they have going on, and the whole interview will be up soon on Billboard.com, but here's some of that chat right now. I feel like in this time, a lot of people are turning to music as comfort. Do you feel, is that inspiring you to create more, or do you feel like you're kind of still processing it all?
We feel really excited and motivated to keep creating because I think, like exactly like you said, I think people need it more than ever. And I think that, like, that's one thing that I keep coming back to that's been so amazing is, like, I think we as artists need it more than ever. Like, we need to keep creating, we need to keep staying motivated just as much as our fans need to hear from us. You know, it's been really fun and honestly pushed us to be more creative, I think, than we've been in a really long time, because we have to get outside of the box and we have to like, what we have, and there's something really liberating about that.
Your new single, Lost Angeles. I love that it was derived from a poem that Alisa, you wrote. Can you talk about what headspace you were in when you wrote this poem? Did I hear it was like on the airplane?
Yeah, I was on a plane leaving LA. Because before we lived in LA, we would visit there like every other week. So it was a lot of like flying to LA, staying there for like a week or 2 weeks at a time and doing like writing sessions every day and like making new friends, going out and like partying for the first time in LA and just kind of getting like that first like LA experience and stuff. And you know, LA is like one of those cities that can get like kind of crazy and
totally
fun after.
Oh yeah.
So
I live here. So I know, I totally understand. It's the best, but can be the worst.
Right. Exactly. So it was kind of just like exploring that. There was a period of time where I just hated going to LA because it was just like reminded me of like the people I knew there and the bad experiences I had. But then I obviously have fallen back in love with it and moved there. But
Los Angeles.
With this second record that's coming out, we are a lot more explicit. We are a lot more vulnerable. The stories are just there and there's not really room for like interpretation. Like you're just really getting the story. There's a song called Thought of You that's kind of talking about wanting to find the right person for you, but you're not like in love at that time and what like the self-work it takes to get to a place where you find someone who is good for you. And so it explores so much even past love and relationships. There's a song called 801 that is, you know, all about our hometown and where we grew up. I don't know how much I'm supposed to be saying right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, keep going. Tell us more.
We're in a global pandemic.
And yes. We need this girl time to talk it out. We're fine.
But there's just lot of exploring what it feels like to come from a place where like you weren't expected to be in a band, to like break gender stereotypes of what it is to like be a woman and all these things. I think there's a like really distinct owning of sexuality. We're adult people who are living lives and going through relationships and finding out new things about ourselves every day. And we shouldn't be afraid to express that however we want to express it.
And that is our show. Wow, it has been another huge week.
So much great new music to keep us entertained and distracted. It feels like there's even more now than before. Our favorite artists have really stepped up.
So a big thanks to all of our guests this week. And thank all of you, as always, for joining us. We appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. Hey, let's do this again next week. He is Fernando Ventura.
And she is Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you next time on First Stream Live.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.